Now, these are the characteristics of the man of God, the woman of God, the church. Verse 11, O thou man of God, flee these things and follow after or pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Now, everything in that list we would expect to see, perhaps, but patience. Now, godliness is we are the righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ, and old things have passed away. All things have become new, and we have His righteous nature. And 1 John says we're going to do righteousness. We're going to do what's right. We're going to walk in the light and live according to His commandments. So if any list for the Christian, we'd expect righteousness and right behavior to exist. And then we have godliness, and Scripture says, be holy for He is holy. Without holiness, no man sees the Lord. We expect godly behavior. We expect to be sanctified holy. We expect to walk with God and not live in sin, not practicing sin. Church John says the Christian doesn't sin, but that is the word, doesn't continually practice sin. So we would expect righteousness and holiness to be addressed. And then it says, faith, well, we expect faith to be addressed because there's no victory without faith. And then love, we know love keeps faith working, so we would expect that. And here's this, patience. The one thing maybe that would be a surprise to us, that a loving Christian who walks in faith, has holy behavior, and allows righteousness to guide his life is very patient. That's you. Hangs in there, not flustered, not uptight, not discontent, not murmuring. Just keeps on keeping on. That's characteristic of the Christian. Are you surprised to see that in a list of Christian characteristics? Well, now look at Paul's own testimony in 2 Timothy 3:10, where he gives characteristic of his life and his ministry in the Lord. And you'll find this same old. Thou hast fully known my doctrine, what I've taught you, what I believe. Manner of life, how I've lived, my purpose. His purpose was given to him by Ananias, Acts chapter 9, after he was on the road and the bright light shined upon him. Ananias came to lay hands on him, and Ananias told him his ministry would be the Gentiles. He said, you know my purpose, you know my lifestyle, you know what I've taught you, you know my faith, you know long-suffering. Now, long-suffering and patience in the Scripture are not the same thing. Don't intertwine those. Long-suffering is the opposite of anger. It's the opposite of slow-suffering, you know. You know about, it's the opposite of being volatile. Patience, on the other hand, is the opposite of despondency and despair. The reason it's cheerful, hopeful, endurance, patience, because you have a goal and you set your eyes on that goal and you know God honors His word and brings all things to pass, and so you're not in despair. We read the Psalms, why art thou disquieted, O my soul? In other words, what's wrong with you that you're so uptight and strung out? And this is hope in God. So hope establishes the timeline, and faith comes along, couples to hope. Love anchors everything so it continues to work, and patience transports you to the goal. And without patience, you're going to give up and quit before you get there. Now, this is Paul, and he lists patience. Long-suffering, love, or charity, and patience. Isn't that interesting? Now look at 2 Corinthians 6. Verse 4 in his list, patience is the first thing he names. In all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. These are the things that are provable in much patience. Patience is approved. That means impatience would be disapproved, would it not? If patience is approved. Patience is the first thing that he mentioned in the characteristics of his ministry. So patience is very, very important. Now look at Revelation. Let me show it to you again. We tend to give out and sit down and say, I can't stand this and this is not fair and I've been waiting a long, long time and I guess I miss God. That's one of the first things I hear is, I thought it was the will of God, maybe I miss God. Because they can't go the time. The fact that he says patience is important indicates that there is going to be a time span between the day we believe we receive and the day we actually see it in our senses, we perceive it. When you ask whatever you desire, when you pray, may you have a specific desire. James 1 said, if you lack wisdom, ask of God. So I'm going to search the Scripture, intertwine my life with God, find out what God wants for my life. And then I'm going to ask, and he said, when you ask, believe you receive. That day, I have no physical evidence that I've received, but I have God's word that I receive. I have His desire. I have His word that brings faith to my heart, and then I'm checked my love life to make sure I've not done anything ugly, unkind, to unplug my faith and my hope. And then patience is what's going to carry you through the distance, through the time gap. Now, I like instant. I just don't see much of it. It just doesn't happen. I think that's why the scripture talks a lot about patience, because instant doesn't happen too much. Instant's good. You know, now you can buy an instant pot, which actually is not instant, but it's quicker. They should call it a quicker pot, I guess. Didn't have enough rhyme for them, I guess. Patience is what's going to anchor you while you're waiting. It's going to fill the gap between the day you believed you received, the only evidence you had was the promise of God. The promise of God, and the day you actually had the manifestation. It says, if you believe you receive, you shall receive. I don't have it physically to touch, but I believe I have it because Jesus died and paid for it. Now, read Ephesians 1:3. It says, we are blessed, and it's in the past tense. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're already blessed with spiritual blessings. Whatever heaven's got is already belongs to you. It's already paid for. It's already in your account. You can already ask God for those things. It says, we're blessed with every spiritual blessing. By whose stripes you were healed. Whatever's paid for at Calvary is yours. And when you ask for it, you ask for it based on what's paid for, what the promise is, and then you couple your life to patience. Hang in there. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't surrender. Keep on keeping on. And no murmuring. That's what this says. No fretfulness, no discontent,